Last week, Eastern Equatoria State Information Minister Patrick Otim told South Sudan in Focus that 60 people were killed and dozens of others sustained gunshot wounds during cattle raids in Kapoita North County on Wednesday and Thursday. Kapoita North County Commissioner Emmanuel Napon told this program today that local leaders and young people discovered more bodies in the bush over the past few days.
It amounted to 235. And these days we've been reporting that some people were still in the bush, were injured, and others are dying. The youth have even gone back yesterday. Others are collecting their firearms, their belongings. And also, those who managed to reach to Napak, the Boya area, others are still in critical condition. Yesterday we landed more than five died, and 71 others are still in there in critical condition.
Napon says most of those killed were cattle raiders, but 14 Kapoita North County residents were also killed. He says 12 wounded residents are receiving medical attention at a Kapoita North County health facility. The attackers stole 15,000 heads of cattle from more than 200 households in seven villages, according to Napon. South Sudan in Focus could not independently verify the figures. Napon says the raid comes as a surprise to his community. He says over the past few months, local authorities in Eastern Equatoria State engaged communities in activities aimed at preventing violence. Officials say the cattle raids were carried out jointly by armed young men from the Greater Pibor Administrative Area and Budi County of Eastern Equatoria State. Napon says this is the first deadly raid carried out by armed youth from Pibor combined with the other youths from parts of Eastern Equatoria State since a similar incident took place 16 years ago.
This is not the first time. Last month on the 20th of June, there was also huge raid done to our community where 27 people were killed and 9 others injured and 7,000 heads of cattle were taken. And our state governor has been engaging, dialoguing with the administration to ensure that this livestock is returned. They always say we shall see. Now this is another one.
Napon says the latest attacks have affected hundreds of residents in the area.
The community, especially the families whose animals have been taken, are actually in their situation of humanitarian assistance. As you know, the livestock is the source of livelihood in our community, and these families are in a situation that needs a quick response.
John Abula, the Deputy Chief Administrator of Greater Pibor Administrative Area, says he is aware of the attacks involving young men from his region and has been in touch with Eastern Equatoria State authorities about the situation. Abula condemned the attacks.
We are now, as the leaders of the state, we are trying to, to bring sheep together. And some leaders from the youth, from their people, because they are from a certain generation within the Murle. So we are targeting the leaders to talk to them so that not to any more involved in such crime.
Abula says Greater Pibor Administrative Area officials would like to engage local area youth to try to dissuade them from violence, but find it challenging to access young people, especially those staying in cattle camps far away.
It's not because the authority in GPA is not taking care or taking control of the youth. You know, the youth is actually living in the cattle camps. They are living there where the government even has no access to some of the cattle camps. So that is the issue that contributed to lack of accessibility to the youth themselves. So we are not even failing to control them.
In a statement issued today by Eastern Equatoria State Governor Louis Lobong condemned the attack. He also said five children were abducted during the raid and at least 70 of the attackers were wounded. Governor Lobong says the joint raid was coordinated by some elites from the communities of the raiders. Cattle raids and revenge killings are common in several areas of South Sudan, including eastern Equatoria and Jonglei states and the Greater Pibor administrative area. Government officials have not succeeded in curtailing the practice since the country's independence. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.